Several Bexar County school districts start in-person instruction today. TPR's Camille Phillips tells us why district leaders decided to reopen and how some parents are feeling about sending their kids back to school.
With four children between the ages of 2 and 15, distance learning is pretty chaotic at Tracy Sinha's house.
I have one high school student, one middle school student, and one elementary school student, which even with neurotypical kids, you know, would be difficult because all the schedules are all different.
At lunchtime on Friday, her 15-year-old had a Zoom chemistry lesson. Her 8 and 13-year-old watched Angry Bird cartoons on their lunch break while waiting for their frozen pizza to bake in the oven.
Yeah, pizza's done. Thank you, Meadow.
Sinha originally decided to keep all of her children in virtual learning for at least the first 9 weeks of school.
Because I felt like it was the safest option for us and the safest option for the teachers, and it would give everybody a chance to kind of get through this guinea pig period, if you will.
But she says distance learning is not working for her 8-year-old son, Finnegan, who is autistic and language delayed.
We have spent most of his life trying to help him find his voice. And whenever he's getting on these Zoom calls and trying to connect with his teachers, he's missing a core element of his communication, which is nonverbal, which is, you know, body language.
So when Finnegan's teacher told her Northside is starting out with just English learners and special education students in self-contained settings, she changed her mind.
This was a very, I'd say, one of the most agonizing decisions I made because I did pick virtual. I look at my my middle schooler and my high schooler, and yes, they would prefer to be in person, but there isn't a need the way there is with my 8-year-old. He needs it.
Sinha hopes that going back to school will help Finnegan adjust to the technology he needs for distance learning in case his school gets a coronavirus outbreak and he has to go back to learning from home. San Antonio's five largest districts, including Northside, are phasing in face-to-face instruction. Most are starting with 5 or 6 students per class this week, as recommended by San Antonio Metro Health, along with masks and social distancing. But Alamo Heights, East Central, Somerset, and a few charter networks are bringing in more students than Metro Health currently says is safe. Alamo Heights Superintendent Dana Becerra says many of her parents want their children back in the classroom.
This is not a mandate, it's a recommendation. And again, I've been carefully watching the metrics and feel like by the time we're ready to bring the 65 to 67% back that want to be back, we should be in a good place.
Alamo Heights is giving each grade 2 or 3 days with half-full classrooms to learn safety protocols, but we'll have full classes in some grades by September 14th. Almost half of East Central's 10,000 students requested in-person instruction. East Central is bringing them back on alternating days instead of phasing them in. Mariana Anderson says her 9-year-old daughter Aslan will likely have 11 or 12 classmates at Founders Classical Academy in shirts. But for her, the potential risk is worth it.
She was just getting really terrible grades and we have to keep submitting it. And I just realized this is not how she learns. She does better in front of a teacher.
Anderson is back at her job teaching art in the Judson School District, and her husband is juggling working from home and helping Aslan.
We just had to make the tough decision for her education and for also because of job-wise that we don't necessarily have a choice. Not that many people do, but this is just, we thought this was the best for what we had to do, what were we given.
She says she's not that worried about the coronavirus, though, because she and her daughter and husband have good immune systems.
But then we do have, you know, family members that I would worry about. My father-in-law already said once she starts going to school, he's not comfortable us coming around, which we understand. He's older and he does have some diabetes and health-related issues like that.
Anderson says she hopes her daughter will start loving school again once she's back in the classroom. But she's a bit worried about how Aslan will adjust to wearing a mask all day. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.